You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Now, Don, just as we closed off the first segment, you mentioned something about Danny Laidley.
Danielle.
Well, Danny, that's, I think, that person calls her...
isn't Danielle now suing or attempting to sue the police again?
I have no idea.
Wouldn't the police wake up?
You said you wanted
Danielle is litigious, and they took photos. Apparently, she's claiming that they took photographs of her at the races somewhere at Geelong, I think it was, and they're being circulated. Wouldn't the police wake up?
Well, weren't the police allowed to take people allowed to take photos of people?
What, other people without your knowledge or consent?
Of course.
Are you allowed to circulate those photos?
What the paper do it every day? People
but
out at the races.
But you're right. Yeah, I heard a bit of the story as well. Yeah, you're right there, but I don't understand.
No, but hang on. You can people if you're out in a public arena, people can take photos of you and put them in the paper, can't they? You don't have to get your permission.
Well, oh, I don't know. Anyway,
so what's she doing?
Well,
Danny.
Well, I think maybe taking the police on again. Now, there was settlement before over the stalking issue, and those photos were circulated. And I think there's something else happening.
So, now, that's a very interesting thing. Someone said to me, we were talking about the trans trans industry, what's going on, about people who transition from being men to women or vice versa. Someone said, because men who transition and pretend they're women then go into women's change rooms while they're actually biologically still men, why don't they have male change rooms and female change rooms and trans change rooms? Why don't trans people have toilets and bathrooms of their own?
I think you're being ridiculous.
I'm not. If you had a trans in
a women's, you just go over into the men's area, if that's the case. Because there's no one in the men's area.
Don, if you had a daughter who was in a woman's change room and a trans person came in who was a male but was pretending they were a woman, would you like that person to be in the female change room watching your daughter get undressed and have a shower?
Thank God.
Now, Don, I'm asking you...
I don't have to revisit all that stuff.
I'm asking you the question. That is the point of it. People take exception to trans people going into the wrong change rooms and whether they think they're doing it or not, being in a change room where the gender is not appropriate to the person who's there. That's my point. So why don't they have specific transgender change rooms? And why don't they have... specific transgender sports where you can, if you're a bloke and you want to pretend you're a woman and you want to compete athletically or swim against them, let's have trans sports and leave the men and the women to their particular genre. What's wrong with that, Don?
Nothing.
You don't know?
No.
We made people who are fucked in the head change rooms, Don. That would cover everyone.
You and I included.
No, well, all those people.
Hey, listen, isn't it amazing when you become a little bit, insidious, I suppose, about you? You live in Melbourne, and I saw a story, and it's interesting when somebody comes from within, or from outside, and looks
incestuous.
In, and says, why don't you do this? And the chief executive of Crown, he's American, just come to Australia, just been appointed, says that, we've got a real asset, and that is the Yarra River. Why don't we utilise it? And he's come up with ideas of restaurants or boats and whatever else. It's not a bad idea, is it? You don't appreciate what you've got until somebody from outside comes in, and you get used to your surroundings. I was at Sorrento, for example, having a meal on at the baths, which is on the beach at Sorrento. An American said, I've been around the world and this is the best view I have ever seen. Looking back across the bay with Red Hill or Arthur's Seat on the right and this vista. And, you know, because I've looked at it a million times, you don't appreciate it. And until somebody from outside comes in and we're just very insular.
Had he been drinking or was on substances?
Who, him or me?
No, the bloke who said that. No, it's the best view in the world.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Did he? Just look over to Red Hill and Arthur's Seat.
Arthur's Seat from the... from this the or balcony the or the restaurant. And it's the same with the, I think his name's Mike somebody.
Oh, don't mention his name.
No, the fellow from Crown, the CEO of Crown.
Yeah. Mention him.
Hey, did you see that the directors there or Crown got what, $120 million fine over what they did?
Yeah.
Aren't the directors responsible? They sacked all the directors, so what, how did they miss out?
For encouraging people to gamble. Have you seen the number of gambling ads on the television? I mean, you talk about drugs and alcohol and gambling divides more, ruins more families.
So does alcohol.
It's carte blanche.
Yeah, but the government are getting money out of it.
That's exactly right, Donald.
Crown Chief Executive Mike Volkirk has shifted to Melbourne from the USA where he ran Vegas and Florida casinos.
Is his name?
And he's struck by the natural, gorgeous, in inverted commas, natural asset that could lift visitors' numbers even if fewer people worked in the CBD. By upgrading the Arrow and having restaurants and utilising...
Upgrading the Arrow.
You could have pop-up restaurants... Event spaces, waterfront infrastructure, and cheap on-water transport. There you go. You could use your boat. You could you could utilise the boat instead of it just sitting down, you look over the top of your balcony at your boat.
Yeah,
and you could be utilising that boat.
Go up and down the Yarra.
You could run Johnny's tours.
Go up and down
and
the
Yarra. And you could entertain. You would have a captive audience. You'd People have to would dismantle. Pay to be entertained.
Hang on,
you.
Go up and down the Yarra, getting people and patrons.
Yes.
So you
and
know
you would
the
have a captive
you know
audience.
The bridges that go over the Yarra.
The bridges, yes.
The bridges, you know, the traffic that cars go across and people walk across.
Yeah.
They've got a clearance of about 6 feet above the river.
Well, what they did for the Queen when she came up was make the alterations to the barge. As she saw, you could do the same thing with your boat, have a collapsible bridge or cabin, and it just folds down. You could put it on pneumatic or hydraulic.
So you
could continue up the path.
You reckon you could squash down or minimise a boat that's best part of 25 feet high.
How big your boat is?
Absolutely.
It's an ocean liner.
Mate, if it's got masts and radar on it and...
Radar?
The Chinese pirates?
Radar.
Air Force.
Radar.
Why would you have radar on a boat?
Well, I'll tell you, Don. So if you're going on the bay anywhere and it's nighttime or it's foggy or it's raining and you can't see...
Why would you go on the bay if it's nighttime, foggy, can't see?
He loves
Why
it.
Why would you
it
go sailing on those days?
In the worst possible conditions imaginable.
Hey, Don,
nighttime.
To test himself.
I have been out on the bay when Incredible. It has been a beautiful day and in the space of an hour when you're about 3 hours away from where you berth the thing, it has turned feral, the weather.
That's why they put that construction down on the way, what that ring thing down with rocks down off Sorrento for a safe haven for boats.
Thing down and rocks.
Well, what is it called?
Pope's Eye.
Pope's Eye.
That's what I said.
That's exactly what it's called.
Don.
They put that there for people like
you. Have a tremendous habit
Could you
of
pull
speaking.
Your boat
Who overestimate their
You have a tremendous habit of speaking
skills.
And listening to not one word anyone says. You
Just
ask
you.
Me.
No, I listen to everyone
you
else
You ask me why
you.
I'd have radar. And I'm telling you that in the space of an hour, the bay can have fog on it. It can get overcast. And if you have something wrong with your boat and you have to come back at night... You put the radar on so you can see if there's any little fishing boats in front of you so you don't run over them. That's why you use radar.
Did you pass an exam to be captain?
No, you don't have to pass an exam.
Oh, okay. Because you would have struggled, I would have thought.
Passing an exam. Mm. Well, you'd have to have a written test about.
No, that's why I said you would have struggled.
Well, you do have to have a written test about the basics of.
So you did a written test.
It's like getting your car license. Mm.
You did a test.
Yes.
How'd you go?
Don, put the fucking earphones down. So I thought, but do you believe that, Ivan? Do you think I'm making this up? Every time he fucking gets bored or he can't think of anything.
What was the adjective then? Fucking.
Any time he gets bored or can't think of anything to say, he manhandles the equipment. He took the headphones off 4 times. He's taken them off. You've pulled some of the earmuffs off one of them. You've dismantled 3 pens while I've been sitting here.
Well, the pens are cheaper.
Leave the earphones alone, Don. So that's why you use radar. So that my boat wouldn't get up the river. And if you...
What, too big?
Well, I just said 25 feet high doesn't go under a 5-foot bridge.
Do you have to come up a special channel because of the draft of your boat?
The river?
Yeah. Do they dredge it? So
yeah, no, the container ships come up the river, so and they draw about 40 feet, 50 feet.
What's your draw?
3.5.
Oh, it's only a toy. It's a bloody dinghy.
I didn't say it wasn't a toy.
Well, you're telling me it's big.
No, you said it was a huge...
It can't fit under a bridge.
That's right, it's
bloody
tall.
Aluminium dinghy.
It's like a butterfly winged on. It's tall, but it's light. It's like you. So, Don, the man... You mentioned Mr. Michael... What's his name?
What?
He's got 3 names. You said Michael Vol Kirk. Or is
I was trying to pronounce it. Well, V-O-L Kirk. Yeah. Kurt. Vol Kurt.
Volkert.
Volkert.
Volkert. You made it sound as though he had 3 names. Michael Vol Kurt.
I was just getting the pronunciation
right. Michael Volkert. So
well, anyway, he's added a little bit and thrown his 2 bobs worth in, which Sally Cap, I hope she works on that.
You said she said she's just a figurehead.
I did not.
You said...
I did not.
You said that there's someone under her that fires all the bullets.
No, I did not. You've got her in the gun. I haven't got her in the gun.
I'll tell you what I got her in the gun about.
What?
I mentioned this last week and I noticed it's still there. The graffiti on that ornate footbridge is a disgrace. And if they get rid of one piece of graffiti, the council, it should be that. And it's just under one of the bridges and it's I told you it's made out of ornate metalwork and it looks like it's meant to be a snake shedding its skin. You know what it is.
Yes.
Who's you?
Ivan. Oh. Ivan, because he lives there too. And it's got nothing to do with whether I live there. But if you can deface that, they should get onto that right away, get rid of the graffiti.
How are the kids going on the skateboards around your place?
Moving on from the graffiti. What's that, Don?
The kids on the skateboards. Well, you're still harassing them?
Well, that's a good question. They were there the other day. And because I don't live in where they do it anymore, I don't give a stuff. Because if people who live in those apartment blocks where Ivan does, and if Ivan doesn't own his, I don't know if he owns his property. Do you? Don't answer that question. If you don't own it, then you don't care. But I took exception when I lived in that tower to people defacing the brickwork and the stonework and the seats and chipping all the infrastructure.
What about the kids enjoying themselves, getting them off the street, allowing them to skateboard?
Well, there are skateboard parks specifically.
Yeah, but they're a long way from here.
No, they're not.
They can go across the road to the ANZ because there's no one working in the offices anymore. So
they get time off now. They work from home at the ANZ.
They do.
That's what's fucking up the economy. Do you know that? This new thing of staying at home... That yep. is real. That's having
people
effect
only
because
work.
You cannot get. So it's more attractive to do this. So small businesses are really finding it difficult to get employees. Now this is another thing the state government could do is start and let's get back to the way it was before COVID. You work 5 days a week. Everybody on the same page because you are giving an advantage to the public sector. And not the private sector, and they are really struggling the private sector as far as finding workers.
Well, so you're not interested in me getting have I had any confrontation with the skateboarders? You moved right on to another topic.
I had a confrontation this morning.
I was telling you, a woman
with a dog.
What? Hang on, we'll get on to the dog
you
in a minute.
Port Melbourne.
No,
Bunnings
I was down at another bloody dog. Puff, fuck fucking dogs are running everywhere on this oval.
That's right, shitting everywhere.
I think they were picking the shit up though, but this dog came bounding over on a bloody... It was a big Newfoundland. It wasn't going to hurt me, but sit down.
Shit. Roger, say to it, Don.
Oh, it's a...
Yeah, so sit down. Jeez, it wouldn't
have... And so the owner came across...
Big Newfoundland come up to
the
Don
and said... The owner came across and attacked
me. The
dog
would be thinking... The dog would be thinking...
The female.
Oh, I'll go up there. I might get a biscuit or a pat from this bloke. Bullshit. And he comes up and I said, get away out of it, you bastard.
Bloody salivering out of its mouth. It was like bloody big thing and it was going... Anyway.
So Don, you weren't interested in the skate. So when I moved out of my tower, which Ivan lives in now, I don't give a stuff if you want to chip all the infrastructure in front of the building that I don't live in. I only took exception to it being defacing the property that I live in and devaluing its property. And that's why I told the skateboarders to move on. And if you'll notice, you wouldn't notice, but there's three signs up there saying skateboarding is prohibited.
Well
and I used
done.
I used to point to the sign and they would say, get stuffed, we don't care.
Oh, really?
I say, if you keep doing it, I'll throw your skateboard in the river. And they kept doing
you
it.
You should have done what Clint Eastwood did in Gran Torino. Pulled your gun.
What was the film called?
They shot
Gran
him up.
Torino. Eh?
What was
they shot him up, though, in the end.
They did at the end, but he had cancer. He was
what was the film
anyway.
Called on?
Gran, G-R-A-N.
Gran.
Gran Torino.
Gran Torino.
Gran Torino. Oh, Gran.
Gran. Grand Prix. Gran.
How no, it was not Gran.
But
that
it's the same
G-R-A-N-D.
Thing. It's the same thing, the Grand Prix.
No, it's not.
Not Grand the Grand Prix, as you called it the other day. Now, so they should get – so Sally Capp should absolutely tomorrow send people down there to spray paint
off the graffiti.
It is a disgrace and that is a big problem. Now, here's – we're doing a bit of reverse psychology. There is a community of homeless living around about under the bridges and the railway bridges near the Crown Casino. They've got tents up. They've got little barbecues. They got a ghetto blaster which drives the – fucking people crazy.
Really?
Yeah. Because they're out of the way under the bridge, they turn a blind eye to it. I don't know why they do. But here's my suggestion. We've got the woman down on Beaconsfield Parade.
She wasn't there this morning.
Oh, no, but she just decides when she'll come back.
She's
it's a good
holidays,
day.
Maybe.
She's on holidays. She's gone to the Bahamas. So when she comes back, she just decides whether she'll live there or not, interrupting people. People trip over her. She's rude to them. They're dirty. There's rubbish everywhere. Here's my suggestion to the people living under the bridges outside the casino. Why don't you move down to Beaconsfield Parade? Set up your little temporary home down there. You can, on a summer coming in now, you can walk across these beautiful golden sands of the of Middle Park Beach. Go and have a dip. Come in, use the public facilities and toilets, and set up a whole encampment down there of all your friends.
Well, why don't they just swim across the Yarra and go to the Banana Alley just on the other side? That wouldn't inconvenience anybody.
Don, I'm talking about people moving from where they're not really noticed to down onto our magnificent boulevard called Beaconsfield Parade and join our friend who's been living there for 80 months, although they're trying to move her on. Why don't we have a whole lot of people down there? We'd have a tent city down there. It'd be fantastic. And we can really fuck up our most prestigious boulevard. Wouldn't that be a great idea? So I'm encouraging everyone now... go down and join our friend down on Beaconsfield Parade.
Well, the weather's
and see
getting
if we can
better.
The weather will be fantastic and we can have street vendors. And
sailboard, you can sailboard.
They can go down and purloin people's property. Purloin?
Oh, I thought that was a cut of meat.
Purloin, sirloin. Well, you can get sirloin at Ralph's Meats at South Melbourne.
Do they do purloin or sirloin?
Hmm?
What is it? Purloin or sirloin?
Purloin means to steal, sirloin means to eat. Now, Don, I neglected to mention someone, michaelchristianmenswear.com, up your bum, he texted me and he said he sold a cap, to someone in England.
Bullshit. He is having a lend-off.
John Slatter, I think.
Oh, it couldn't be.
Hang on. Slatter, S-L-A-T-T-E-R. Would you say that's Slater or Slatter?
Spell it again.
How's Jeff Slattery going?
Your mate.
Our feckless weasel. No,
hang on. That's another bloke you've gone through.
He's a feckless weasel.
No, you've gone through a million blokes and Slats is one.
Only people who dudge you.
Tell me about...
John Slatter or Slater. Slatter. Slatter. John Slatter bought a hat from...
Is he a pom?
Well, he's from England. I don't know.
Yeah, but he could be...
These large women were asked by someone... they said, are you from England? And they said, Wales. And he said, well, are you Wales from England? No, so John Slatter comes from England.
How long would it take to get over there, the boat, the cap? Well, would he go by sea freight?
Of course, would go on FedEx, wouldn't it, on a plane?
Well,
how much would
Michael charge?
How much would the freight be to put a...
Well, he put it
put in a cap on a plane.
He'd put it in a container, wouldn't he, if it went by boat?
What, one cap in a container?
Well, that's how you get them over there. Put it in a post pack,
go down to Australia Post and send...
No, I think you send them over in container.
Anyhow, John Slatter might send us a photograph of him standing in front of Tower Bridge
part of England
or
he lives.
Big Ben.
He might live in the country.
Well, he can...
The Cotswolds.
Well, okay, so says Cotswolds...
it doesn't say that.
Slow
down. Cotswolds is an area.
Okay, well, it says...
Beautiful.
You're in the Cotswolds, please slow down. He could get a photograph in front of a sign that says Cotswolds.
Have you been to Cotswolds? They have those thatch-roofed houses with the geraniums in hanging baskets.
Geraniums.
Geraniums.
Like
they're
in
a flower.
Africa.
What?
Like in Africa.
What are you talking about? Geraniums.
Those thatched roofs.
No,
boys.
You idiot. They're in England. They're in England. There is Scotland.
Now,
or what do you call it? Cotswolds.
So, do you remember we were talking about equestrian and horse jumping, and I was speaking to Phoebe, and Phoebe said, "Do you realise because the AFL are always up in trying to pretend that they're worried about CT scans and concussion? Do you know the horse industry and equestrian have 100 times more concussion and head injuries than the AFL, that sport?"
Is that right?
100 times.
Who told you that?
Because people fall off horses.
They don't hit their heads, mate.
What do they hit?
What do they hit when they fall
off?
Well,
you hurt other things. I don't know too many have knocked themselves out.
Oh, I see. So when you fall off a horse, you wouldn't
hit... Well, I certainly haven't hit my head when I've come off.
Don... You would find someone very hard to believe that, Don. No one would take that on face value. I'd say you've hit your napper more times than you can remember. You couldn't be that fucking stupid if you hadn't fallen off it 100 times. Anyhow, that's what Phoebe said. I think she said that. Someone said it. I'm not sure
but
if
she's
it was
got
Phoebe.
COVID.
But what that mean? Her brain's gone closed down?
Well...
And after remember when she came in here and she was going to that ladies' function
and you ripped the shit out of her
and said, "Why are you wearing those clothes?" And she got offended,
wasn't she?
Of course she was. She
was looking to get a photograph in the paper,
in her own column.
Yeah, well, that's why she took a lot of care. She had an appointment at 4:30 with a makeup artist.
For a quote. she knows I'm only joking. She's a very good scout, Phoebe.
You hope she is.
What? Yeah, no, she's a good scout. Now,
that would have been a good day at the show jumping.
So, Don, wouldn't you think the paper might start to give the World Cup that's going on in Qatar a bit of oxygen? Junior, no, Australia's playing France in... A week over in Qatar?
They're named their squad. It's a young squad and a couple of names have been left out.
Yes, controversial
and
omissions.
Incidentally, I watched a documentary on Pelé last night on Netflix.
Yes.
Boy, could he... Wasn't he outstanding?
He was, Don. Ooh. Of course he was.
His last appearance in a World Cup was 1970. Brazil beat Italy in Mexico... And he was really undecided as to whether
he... Is he better than...
He was undecided as to whether he was going to play. A lot of stuff going on in Brazil with regard to the
dictatorship. Is he better than Maradona?
And he got himself up and he was on fire in this World Cup.
Is he better than Maradona?
Well, they reckon he's the greatest, so I don't know anything well, what about foot. I don't know anything
what
about
the current bloke?
Who?
Oh, I can't, so well known, I can't think of his name.
Messi?
Yeah, no, not Messi. Yeah, Messi, but the other bloke. Absolute household name in soccer at the minute. Oh.
Mark Viduka.
Mark Viduka, you fucking... Yeah. No, the man
traveling
in...
Travelling well here.
Is he played for England, he's played for Brazil. What's his name? Come on.
David Beckham.
No, well, Beckham was fantastic. Bended like...
Maradona, you idiot.
I said Maradona. No, the come on.
Yeah.
I can be really embarrassed. I can't think of this guy's name. He's the best, probably the best.
Zidane or something?
Oh, no. Zidane, no. My ass. No. The best soccer player in the world.
The tall guy who plays over in England. He's just
Messi.
Been dropped.
Yeah, he hasn't been dropped.
He was, I think.
Wasn't
he dropped or didn't start or
come
something?
Come on, Ivan, for God.
Ronaldo or something.
Ronaldo. Ronaldo. Fucking hell. Thank you, Don.
Well, no, but hang on. This guy... started in mid-50s, finished in 1970. He played, I think he might have won 3 World Cups, played in teams that won 3
that's right.
World Cups.
Yeah. Well, you've played in 3 premierships, Don.
Yeah, but hang on, this is over 12 years. You did it over 12 years, and you've got the best in the world. Like, we play football. It's big noise in Melbourne. Go out of Victoria,
Don,
they don't even know you.
Don, you're the best in the world. You were the best in the world in the sport you played. What are you talking about?
Listen, get it into perspective. Oh. Go overseas, they don't even know where Australia is.
That's true, but if you are the best in your sport...
Oh, it's a nothing sport, Johnny. It's just that it just I'm not in Melbourne.
It
it's
doesn't
unique.
Matter if it's just in Footscray. If you are the best, say you're Boris Spassky. Do you know who he is?
Oh, it's the chess player.
Yeah. Or Bobby Fischer.
I was just going to say, wasn't there a better player than.
Well, there you are. Chess is huge. And you say, oh, chess.
It's huge.
Huge. Chess is huge.
Tournament chess is huge.
Huge. So if you were good at chess and you were the world champion, you're a star. It doesn't matter how many people bloody play it. If you AFL football, you don't think the top AFL footballers, they're the best at what they do. Best at what they do, Don. Mm. Show jumping. Do you reckon that's big?
In Europe it is.
If good, there you are. Well, AFL football's big in Australia. And who else do you want to compare yourself to? You live in Australia. There's 25 million people here. If you're the best, best 20
Scotty
players.
Scotty James.
The what?
Scotty James, the snowboarder. He's the best
what's
in
that
the world.
Ivan? Is he?
Yeah.
Well, there you are.
He's an Aussie.
We don't even have snow here, Don.
Yes, we do.
Oh, snow. You have more dandruff than we have snow.
Mount Baw-baw.
Mount Baw-baw. Mount Boring. But we don't have snow.
Oh, you're right there.
Wouldn't know what snow is. Now, have you got any...
Did you learn that at grammar?
Have you brought any other topics to the...
No, I just come along because this is your outlet, weekly outlet, for you to voice whatever you like to say.
Have a look what's just pulled up.
Nothing.
A huge bus.
What?
We're going to interview...
Where?
Here.
Where? No, the light. Where?
The bus has just pulled up because we're going to interview Ian
doing?
Cook.
He's not coming. Well, what is he coming in that bus for?
Oh,
how many people? Has he got a crowd of people, has he?
You can see the bus now, can you?
Well, it's just pulled up. It's blocked out the bloody light.
I just said. Who's...
It's got Ian Cook written on this. Jeez. and now, listen, Daniel Andrews has got one of these too, a red bus.
I shouldn't do this. We interviewed Ian Cook first up and I'm pretending that we're going to interview him second. And when he came in here first, he had this huge bus. And to show that we haven't interviewed him yet, I was trying to say to Don, there's a bus just pulled up. The bus has been gone for an hour and a half. And Don couldn't get onto the fact... That
now,
I was
Benny
saying,
Fordham's going
to
ring you up and tell you that you've got to ad lib, you've got to create a little bit of theatre. Get ready for his call. Ben Fordham.
That's next week.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
If it's an important topic, he'll send a text. You know that bloke doesn't ever ring. He just sends texts and then doesn't answer his texts when you return them?
Don.
Oh, he answers mine.
Does it? Anthony, oh, hang on, Alfred E. Newman goes up to his uninvited to his studio.
Uninvited?
Yes.
Yeah, you can always tell, Ivan, he's by the tan shoes hanging out his coit. Now, Don.
Whose shoes?
His tan shoes. He wears tan shoes and pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest. Who had that? Man, oh man. I think Susie Thompson or well Sue Thompson. Done. Tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest and man, oh man.
What was the other song that came out at the same time?
Big Panama with the purple hat band.
What was the other song that came out?
Purple People Eater.
Well done, Johnny.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned flying purple people eater, pigeon-toed, underground, friendly little people eater. We wear short shorts, petty little people eater. Sure look beans to me. Well, he said goodbye, and what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was really rocking, really knocking him dead, playing rock and roll music to the horn, and he said, ba-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma.
Yeah. Remember the competitions you used to have to write in and draw the people eater?
What, Don?
We used to have competitions, the radio stations that draw a picture of the purple people eater.
You used to have competitions.
Well, the radio stations
fuck,
did.
I think we've come to an end of this now. Okay. Yep.
Hit the button, boss.
So the bus hasn't pulled up, Don, but we're going to interview Ian Cook shortly. We've already interviewed him, but I was trying to pretend that we haven't, but you couldn't tumble into that. And we've got the climate man coming in. The climate
you
man,
hope.
You'll be blown away by
what
the climate
What about Andrew
man.
Gow? Is there any chance?
Well, now, Don, Andrew Gow said, I don't want to read out personal text, but he said...
Oh, you're going to have this discussion. Can you take the tape recorder
said,
with you
no,
when you go to Royal Melbourne?
He said he would
Melbourne.
Like to have an informal discussion. He didn't want to come in here. I don't know if he doesn't want to be browbeaten by you, but we were going to be his friends. I was going to be, because if he was there
but
when the Clarkson stuff was going on... And you're holding him culpable or responsible for that. That is the greatest witch hunt. That is the greatest bullshit I've ever heard. And they should be ashamed of themselves, the people who keep pushing it. It is ridiculous. And that's just something symptomatic. That's what's going on this this country at the minute. Okay, that's it, Ivan. Yeah, I know. I'll wind it up, Don. If you could just leave some money to repair those headphones that you've dismantled, we'll wind this up.
I'm moping around the streets late at night.